In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Virgins, Saint Joseph, Saint Catherine Drexel, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Very providentially, these readings today seem to so well fit the saint that we celebrate today, Saint Catherine Drexel, who is an American saint, born in 1858 to prominent Philadelphia family, the Drexel family. You may even see that name sometimes today in the financial circles, for her father was a very wealthy financier. She became imbued with love for God and neighbor. She took an avid interest in the material and spiritual well-being of Black and Native Americans. And she began by donating money, some of the wealth that her father had left to her or gave to her to invest. You might say she started investing it in the poor. And until she had an audience with the Pope one day, and she asked the Holy Father what else she could do for the poor, and he said, well, instead of giving them all your money, why don't you give them yourself and serve them? And so she decided to look into that, and she founded the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament for Indians and Colored People, whose members would work for the betterment of those they were called to serve. And from the age of 33 until her death in 1955, she dedicated her life and fortune of $20 million to this work. And she opened up schools near Indian reservations, and she went down into the South and established the Xavier University in New Orleans School of Higher Learning, Catholic School for Higher Learning, especially dedicated for the African American and minorities. And she was really quite dedicated to that. She was eventually beatified by Pope John Paul II on November 20th, 1988, and later on became a saint. Also, I believe, by Pope John Paul II. She was truly one who, as St. Paul said, what is the purpose or the object of our faith is our salvation. And even the young man in the gospel came to our Lord and he said, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? In other words, what must I do to save my soul? That's the question that we all must ask ourselves. And you might say that Lent, when it's coming up so soon, it's an opportunity for us to say really to ourselves, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What must I do to save my soul this Lent? Maybe there's something I need to be doing that I am not doing or I'm not doing very well that I need to do to save my soul. And our Lord lays out very nicely and very concisely, kind of like the plan. He says, well, first of all, you must keep the commandments. That's the basic for any kind of following of Christ. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. So he gives them a brief outline of the Ten Commandments. And he says, well, I've done all these things from my youth. And then he says to them, looking at him with love, he says, well, you're lacking one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, then come follow me. Literally, St. Catherine Drexel was a young woman, a rich young woman, who came to our Lord and asked him that question. And instead of turning away sad and downcast, she embraced that request, that counsel of our Lord, which is known as the Evangelical Councils. And she did truly embrace, follow our Lord, and gave her money to the poor, and really came and followed him with all her heart, soul, and mind. And so we look to that, and And we can say, you know, maybe I'm not called to be a religious like St. Catherine Drexel, but we all must, in some way, embody that giving everything we have to Christ. If it means, you know, becoming detached from the things of this world to the point where we maybe need to get rid of some things, or maybe we just need to mortify or modify our use of things because we are giving ourselves to too many other things and we're not following Christ in whatever state in life we are in. And our Lord mentions to his disciples how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. I'm sure that St. Catherine Drexel found that was probably a struggle for her. I'm sure she had to make sacrifices, and it wasn't sacrifices that were probably at times maybe were not as easy. She was giving up the life of high society in Philadelphia. She was giving up, her prominence in that sense of life and giving up her money. But she realized, unlike the rich young man in the gospel today, how much more she was getting than she was giving up. She was obtaining and receiving Christ in a fuller sense. And our Lord said that it was easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Well, truly we see in Catherine Drexel that miraculous saying of our Lord, that truly God did accomplish this in Catherine Drexel because she did cooperate with God's grace. And that's the thing that we need to realize, is that our Lord is saying that we need to cooperate. We need to at least first of all give him our wills. We must want what our Lord wants for us. And that's what faith teaches us so well. The faith that we have received in baptism gives us the light to help us to know we've been given that new birth in Christ. So now we have what we know what God wants us to do because he has enlightened us with the gift of faith. We know how we may please God. And many times, you know, before we even ask someone advice or ask what we must do, we already are being inspired. And I'm sure if you've been praying and spending time being recollected and thinking as you're approaching Lent, God's already putting some big signposts, you might say, or some big little pop-ups in your little brain saying, you know, this is something you should look at. This is something you need to look at because this is a matter you need to attend to this Lent. And he is truly enlightening us because faith is for the salvation of our souls. That's the object of it. And so God and his great mercy is giving us many opportunities and many times indications of where we need to work on in our spiritual life. And one of those big opportunities is the season of Lent that's soon approaching. And we need to take stock and ask ourselves, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And look and see how I'm doing with regards to the Ten Commandments, summed up in love of God and love of neighbor. And that's why you might say that Lent incorporates all those things that our Lord really did tell the rich young man. He said, you know, you must keep the commandments. You must follow me in prayer and penance and in almsgiving. And those are the things that the church is going to be, you might say, hammering away at us as we approach Lent and as we're in Lent. The Ten Commandments, right living, love God, love neighbor. How do I love God and love my neighbor? First and foremost, because I'm going to pray and I'm going to do penance and then I'm going to give alms. That's how I show my love for God and neighbor. And the alms may be money, like Catherine Drexel had plenty, but it also may be giving more and more of myself to my neighbor by spending maybe some time with them. Some of the poor in our world today are so many people who are in the care homes. You know, when we look at our world and how we're, because of contraception, we're becoming such a society of aged people. Maybe the poor you need to attend to is to go see someone in a care home and visit those who have been sadly neglected, maybe because they don't have any family or their family has forgotten them because out of sight, out of mind. These are the poor in our world today, those who are very much neglected and deprived of human comfort, human friendship, human compassion. And we need to become more mindful of that, as Pope Francis said. We need to get out of our comfort zone. Maybe that is one of the things we need to look at, especially in this season of Lent, is to get away from our little electronic devices and start looking to see who are the people in the world around us who we can give them our attention and our charity in some way. Let us ask today in a special way Our Lady, the Queen of Virgins, who gave the grace to St. Catherine Drexel to inspire her to give her life to our Lord. And St. Catherine recognized that in the Blessed Sacrament, she would therefore be able to better, first of all, love Jesus in the Eucharist, and then I'll be able to love him in my neighbor, in the poor, especially the minorities that were sadly neglected and discriminated against, and maybe still are in many cases, truly went out of her way to show them Christian charity. And let us ask Our Lady this in our own lives: what must I do to inherit eternal life? What area must I give to Jesus and ask him what I must do to follow him in the way of evangelical perfection? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.